This is CliffCentral.com.
You know it. Damn. That is Finesse with Cardi B and Bruno Mars. It is actually one of my favorite songs at the moment. You are listening to the Weekly Mash Up with your host, Candace Mama. And today, my co-host is not Tamisha Masha. Nope, nope, I fired his ass. I'm kidding. Or am I? No. Hey, Alex Shapiro, how are you?
Hi, Candace. Am I going to get fired too?
Well, if you play your cards right, you might not.
I'm fired up. Does that count?
We'll see, Alex. We'll see. There's a whole hour. An entire hour. You could really mess this up.
Ba-dum-dum-dum. Oh, wait. you could have like scary music.
I don't think that sounds like scary music. I think it sounds like something else.
Yeah, that'd be sound effects.
Yeah, no, sorry guys, that was not a movie in the background. That was just Alex trying to sound scared. Alex, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course, of course. And it was last minute.
It was like,
it was so last minute.
I had to cancel a plan that I didn't have to be here. Like, you know.
I'm so glad you canceled that non-existent plan for me. I feel so privileged. Like, because I do that sometimes. Do you do that sometimes? Like, when you don't want to go somewhere and then you get invited? Yeah. And then you're like, oh my gosh, let me just check my diary. And you're like, I know good and well, there's nothing in my diary. So all you do is you don't talk to that person for like 30 minutes. Then you're like, damn, I've been trying to move things around, but I just can't make it. I'm so sorry.
You know what? What I do is, okay, it's quite, so I book out like blocks in my diary for like me time. Otherwise, I don't get me time.
Okay.
And, you know, technically it's the... Everyone wants to do stuff during me time. You know? that's
I'm
just what
so
I say.
Busy.
Sorry, guys, it's my meditation time. I'm sorry.
I'm so busy zenning out.
Exactly. I'm too like, zen to
I'm
be
too
there.
Exactly. Like, you guys need to turn up. I'm going to turn it down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I need to get focused, guys. Come on. Like, what do you say? Yeah, it hasn't worked yet. When I say that, it people hasn't. Look at me a little bit like, so you can be
going.
There.
Okay, do you end up going though?
Yeah, I do.
You do.
No, but I try not cancel anything. I mean, come on. You got to rock up all the time. Like, there's 24 hours in a day.
You got to show up for life, eh?
Exactly.
But sometimes I just don't want to show up. Sometimes I just want to sleep. Like, you know when you... I know it sounds mean, and I'm sorry to the people I've done it to. And I don't do it to everyone, so don't stress. But there are times I'm just so tired. I've had a long week. Mm. And then the weekend comes around and the only thing I really want to do is be on the couch. And then someone will be like, what you up to? And I'm like, why are you asking?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Because depending on why you're asking, the answer will vary. Like, if you're asking because you want to go out, then I'm working. But if you're asking just to find out, then I'm just chilling.
That is the best excuse. I use that excuse. Sorry, I'm working. Really? I didn't see on your Insta story. Oh, it didn't. Because it's, you know, I'm busy. Hey, guys, I'm busy here. In my pajamas.
That's when you update again. You're like, busy living the dream.
So busy.
No, but Alex, bringing it back, okay? So I love the fact that you are so, okay, you don't seem zen right now. Don't check him now.
I'm never zen.
But you're so about good vibes. How did that come about? Were you always the good vibe guy? Have you ever not been like...
There was a time in my life when I owned a very large company and it was not fun. And then I was a grumpy old man. And that's when I was like, yeah,
meh.
Let's get rid of this. This is not doing for me. Like, I'm not zen. I mean, come on.
Not in my zone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, zone. Guys, where's the fire? And then, yeah. Now I'm here, fired up again.
But it takes a lot. It takes a lot to walk away from something, especially when it's doing well, right?
Yeah, it does. But at the end of the day, like, for me, happiness is more important. And you know what? It doesn't matter how, like, okay, given having a lot of money does help. I mean, it does, you know, if you can buy that coffee, it makes a difference. But, yes. Like, if you can make jokes and make people laugh, like, come on. I mean, what's better?
Money. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. All right. So if you can make people laugh and have the money at the same time.
Jackpot.
Exactly. So rather win twice than, you know, not be nice. Rapping.
I love that. What would your rapper name be? Eliel.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Shap.
Maybe, you know, Sam Shap. I don't know. Like I could like walk him like,
yeah,
oh.
No.
I'm glad
you didn't veer into that career.
Yeah, you know, secretly, actually, I'm a black rapper on the inside. Like, yeah, it's true. I'm trying to keep my day job, as you can see now I'm here. So.
Oh, yeah, so you had to dress up.
Yeah, exactly. It's all the makeup. My artist, she's good at what she does. Like, she gets the eyeliner right.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. No, it's incredible.
Job. Perfect. But the only thing is, like, I believe that I'm a, like, inside me is a, like, flamboyant, over-the-top gay man. Like, I feel like, whoa, I express it in my outer self. But, I mean, I think if I got reincarnated or if they cut me open, I think a gay man would pop out.
No, but that's cool. I mean, they're generally
like,
very fiery.
Whoa.
I mean, you got a lot of fire in you and, you know, they're sassy. So, I mean, you know, like... I mean, for those who are on the live, I mean, they saw Sia just now. I mean,
yeah, Facebook, like, Facebook Live.
You know, he's fire.
He's fired up. No, okay. So getting back, sorry guys.
Okay.
Like, this is all over the show, so I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna bring it back to sensors. Meditation.
Yes.
Isn't that hard?
It depends how you meditate.
Okay. Like, so tell us how you meditate.
Yo, well, this is going to be embarrassing. Secrets with Alex
ready.
Tonight. So I don't like, you know, when people are like, oh, meditation is this whole like, you know, sit down and zen out and I'm quiet and still.
Yes.
When my meditation time is like my shower time, I put on some good tunes.
Okay.
I swish a lot. I jump up and down, bounce around, because I feel like I'm not
movement.
Yeah, like for me, my mind stays still when I'm not still. You know, like, so why must I sit still and then my brain's like all over the show, you know?
Yeah,
so I put on some good music and I jam, and then, you know, generally by 30 minutes of being in the shower, I've wasted all that water, and then I realize, okay, I'm kidding.
Goodness you're not in Cape Town.
Yo.
Oh,
nah, I can,
that'd be
that's
a
what,
hard time.
Hence why
you.
I'm not in Cape Town. I'm where the shower is. Yeah, guys, give me a good shower. I'm there.
Where the water is.
Exactly.
I hear you. I'm such a hygiene bunny.
Yeah.
Cape Town would not be for me. Bless.
Yeah.
Sorry, back to your
meditation.
No,
but that's just... No, that's it. Like, I meditate with energy, and I feel like that's... It revs you up for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Like, people are always like, how do you stay so energetic? And I'm like... Bruh, have you seen my shots?
Hopefully not. Because if
yeah.
the answer is yes,
yeah, that'd be
like, what were you doing at my house though? What were you doing looking through my window?
Oh, I put it on an Insta story. Then it happened.
You live your life on Insta story though.
I do. I love
it's
it.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Like I get, you know what the worst part about me is? Like, I love the idea of like, you know, being out there and like popping on Instagram. But then I'm like, I don't have like the the patience or even like the, like I'll think like, oh my gosh, I should post it. Then I forget. Then
yes.
I'm like, oh, that would have been so nice on Instagram. Then I'm like, yeah. And then the next day it's the same thing. And then the same thing. Then I'll randomly post something. Then people are like, oh my gosh, you should post more. Then I'm like, I won't.
No, you know, that happens. So, okay. I'm like a perfectionist. Like, okay, here's an example. I stayed up to like 2 o'clock this morning doing a video for a client, and I hated it. Like, I looked at this, I'm like, I sent it to him. I'm like, please just tell me what I need to do because I can't figure the puzzle. Next thing I see, it's online. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no, it's brilliant. And I'm like, no.
And you're like, it could have been brilliant.
It could have been like winning an award. And that's what I love about Insta stories is it's so, I'm so excited and it's so fast that I don't have time to critique myself. That it's like, yes, said, boom. That's why like half the time I forget to tag things and the shots look terrible because I don't care. I'm just like, get on the internet, get over there and make somebody laugh. And that's a.
So is your goal just to make someone laugh?
Yes. Like it's my goal is to like kind of, so I started this thing a little while ago called Spot Your Pineapple, and the goal is to document it's basically to let people know who are dreamers that it's okay to be slightly wild and out there and do your thing. Yeah.
And kooky.
Like you can do your thing, and I always feel like there's so much people put on the Insta stories where it's just like, yeah, look at what I'm doing. When it's like, yeah, but bro, let's make someone happy. Like, if the person skips to the like someone else, at least you know there's this little bit of bubble inside.
Yeah.
That's the
I
long
know, like,
goal.
Don't you think that we live in a world where everyone wants to be perfect?
Yes.
And that's really hard.
Yes.
Because like you can't achieve perfection, first of all, especially as a human being. And I think the worst thing for me is like Snapchat, for example, right? Those filters are so dope. Like I'm obsessed with Snapchat filters. Like I'm like, I wish I looked like my Snapchat filters.
Yeah, or like the beauty app on your phone, like right?
I'm like, look at my skin, my eyes are popping, my lashes are on fleek. And then I'm like, but wait, this is like me 2.0. And I'm like, this is not what people are seeing on the daily.
Well, you never know. I mean, there are those apps that soon it's going to be glasses and then you can just have a filter on permanently. I mean, makeup
for what?
That would
be lovely. Like, that'd be amazing to wake up and just put on a face, literally.
I'd walk around on the puppy face, see if I'm cute. Hey!
But no, but coming back to it, like, I think it's in this perfection-driven world. Like, how do you detach yourself from that, from trying to look perfect, you know, and presenting a perfect image? Like, your life is all sorted all the time.
Wow, this is a deeper read. Like, all of
Oprah.
A sudden. No, oh, where's Oprah? Is this under my chair? Sure. Can I be very honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. Like,
okay.
I have theories in my mind, but I think it's a natural thing for people. Like, look through society. I mean, people have always tried to meet this level of expectation. I think now it's just hectic because of social media. But I don't know. I think eventually it's going to get to the point where everyone's like, how do I stay perfect? How do I stay perfect? And then it's going to pop like the stock market. And everyone's just going to be like, do I really need to be? Or they're going to be like, I'm so zen, bro. I don't care. Like, that's what's going to happen.
That sounds like they'll be on weed.
I mean, drugs. I mean, you know, if it's your thing, I mean, go for it. Like, personally, I wouldn't touch that stuff. Like, I mean, could you imagine being on
there? We don't condone that on the show.
This is not financial advice.
No. This is not financial or health advice. Just know this. no, but, you know, I think that especially in today's day and age where we're striving for this elusive goal, right? All of us want to have the best things. We want to go to the best places. I mean, the funniest thing is now you're starting to see restaurants. Restaurants are literally designed for Instagram.
They really are.
Yeah, like there's something called a bubble waffle. And I went to go eat the stupid waffle that's folded. And it's really just, it's a silly concept. So it's a waffle, then it gets folded into a cone, and then your ice cream gets dished up into this cone, and then you get toppings. But it's so impractical. Like, it's so pretty to photograph, but then you're like, this is so impractical.
My heart hurts already with
like,
that.
I'm like, no, you can't eat it properly, you know, you can't. But then you get this perfect picture. And my brother and I were joking. We were like, we just took the most expensive picture for Instagram because we don't even like this.
The price you pay for fame. Like, people are just like, oh, I want to be Insta famous. And you're like, bro, you know how much it costs?
It's a
like,
thing.
It's like, I want to do a lot of travel stuff. And let me tell you, I was like, how do you afford it? I'm like, I don't. It's expensive. Like, come on, guys. But I think, you know what? I think people need to change. Like, I had a very rude awakening at the end of last year.
Okay.
And it shook me back to what I used to believe where, you know, perfection is within yourself first. So I think if we just change this whole thing where, I was shooting a video on Saturday. I hope no one's listening from that shoot because they're going to be like, yo, bro. but it was a very heated debate.
Okay.
And this guy was saying, like, you got to swag out. Mm. And my friend and I were so upset because we were just like, dude, you're teaching people to spend money on things with money they don't have. Like, that's wrong. Like, let them be happy inside first.
Yeah.
And then, like, the rest kind of, like, expands it. Because think about it, if you're happy in here, like you like woo, fired up all the time and like things happen and people are like, why does it always happen for you? And you're like, because of my inner flamboyant gay man. Like, come on, like, what do you say?
Don't you have an inner flamboyant gay man?
Exactly. I mean, mine's Reginald. I mean, how's it Reginald? Like, you know, he's there.
Rich for short.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so true. Like, I think that, you know, when you say it, like when you say to people, you really gotta fall in love with yourself, they think, oh, but everyone loves themselves, that's the problem with society. And I'm like, people don't love themselves, that's the problem with society.
They don't.
The reason people are posting all these pictures and trying to over edit themselves and always trying to chase the next like is because they want others to like them, to validate them, that you are important, you know, you deserve to be on earth, right? And that's what I've been finding. And I mean, I'm not perfect, and against this huge thing that captures us all, you know, there are times like I'll post an Instagram picture and I'm like, but why aren't y'all liking it though? Like, that's a dope picture. Like, why don't they like it?
It's human nature.
Right? like, and then I'll be like 10 likes and I'll be like, should I delete it?
You're not so crazy about that. So I actually found out that Instagram,
yeah,
your psychology here 101, Instagram,
yeah,
purposefully hides likes from you so that you'll go onto the app to use the app more.
Yeah, because you're going to keep like refreshing it.
Exactly. And then you refresh and then you go see more ads and then they can sell more ads and it's like,
it is, bro, amazing
psychology.
Well, it works.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, I'll be with my friends and they'll like, they'll post like an Instagram story.
Mm-hmm.
And I kid you not, like, they'll post it now, the drinks will arrive, they'll refresh. Just after they take a sip, they'll refresh.
What?
Like, how many people are watching my Instagram story? And I'm like, it really doesn't matter. Like, I'm like, yo, I'm one of those people that, like, there are about 4 or 5 people. I want to see if they've seen my story. Everyone else is a bonus. I'm like,
hey, Ma, can you watch my Insta story, please?
Exactly. I'm just like, did these people see my story? No. Everyone else, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, and the one thing I do like is like, if like an ex like comes and watches your story, oh, I love that because I'm like, I'm still winning.
See how much I'm winning. Take it now.
I'm kidding. That is another thing about our society,
I don't think,
which I'm
kidding.
Not kidding about. You know, like, I get taken by this beast, you know, that is Instagram and social media. And I mean, it's so funny that every career right now, you've got to kind of navigate onto the social media space. Because if you don't exist on social media, it's really hard for you to generate interest. You know,
yeah,
like, I mean, I know for myself, right? So if I'm going to do business with someone, I'll Google them.
Yes.
And then I'll go through their Facebook and I'll go through their Instagram, Twitter, everything, just to see, like, what is this person about?
Absolutely.
You know, when they think no one is watching.
You know? So I have a funny story with that. So like a year or two ago, my pops, I was like, bro, you need to start getting some stuff on social media.
Yeah.
People aren't going to think you're a real person. And with
right?
And it's so funny because he thought I was joking. And the one day he sat down in a meeting and the person said, hi, Roland, and said his surname, said this, and he's like, how did you know that? She's like, no, I checked your social media. And he's just like, wait, you can do that? And she's like, yeah, I wanted to see if you're a real person.
Yeah.
And like, he's just like, I looked at your mom and I was just like, oh my gosh.
Look at her. She knows so much. She knows about the kids.
Exactly. And then like, she's just like, yo, your son, like, and I'm like, well, told you.
How did your son find London? Did
you
like it?
Exactly. Like, oh, I see your son just come back from here. Like, wow. And you know, like, people think like,
that's
it. But how do I talk then if everyone knows what's going on? I'm like, well, first, you can find out how much people know. It's the best sales thing ever. You put your hand out like this and you go, meaning.
Yes.
And you just sit and smile. And it's just like, no, no, no. You're like, well, that's my life. Okay.
Oh, wow. So that's how you interpret my life.
Yeah.
It really is, right? Because we get to edit. We get to edit these big portions of our lives. And we get to choose what people see and don't see, which is great in a lot of ways. But it can also be very manipulative in some ways, right?
Yes.
Because you're only putting on certain things. When you're having a crappy day, you're not putting on a video, I'm having such a sad day.
Like, no, you know, no. Like, you like put that smile on, you're like, hey!
I'm so happy today. Don't mind the tears, they tears of joy. Deep down, you're like, I'm heartbroken, you know? But I think that's with anything. Like, I mean, I come on the show, I remember, actually, God, I broke up with someone in the morning of my show, the show.
Oh, my word.
And I still had to come on and giggle and laugh and be like, okay with life. And also, I'm like, but I was so sad.
That's so hectic. Whoa.
No, it's life 101. I was like, damn, I'm good at this thing. I'm actually starting to worry.
Like, I feel like jumping off the building. But hey, I'm here. I'm rocking up. I'm showing up. I heard someone messaged me yesterday. I put on my Insta stories about, like, anyway, yeah, someone can go watch it. But
yeah.
Someone replied and they're like, you know, my dad always says that a real man, a man shows emotion, but a real man knows when to show emotion.
Yes.
And I was like, whoa.
That is powerful. That is so true.
Yeah, like, because sometimes you do, I mean, you do need to show up, but like,
digital is difficult.
It is difficult.
Like, because, I mean, you don't want to also seem like you're begging for people's sympathy.
Yes.
You know, so you're not going to go on and be like, and then when you broke up with me, I was like, but why? You know, like, you're not going to say that. Like, you're going to deal with it after the fact. Like, you're going to be like, I'll always blog about something that I've gone through, like, after the fact when the emotion has kind of, like, dulled down a little bit. But, or even when the emotion is right, then I'll be like, listen, so this is a real life experience that I've gone through. And, you know, it is painful and it sucks and it's not fun. Yet we all human, you know? It's like trying to bring back the humanity into our interactions.
Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
Sometimes you meet people and you never know, like, everyone comes with their representative, including myself. I'm no different. And you come in and you're like, hi, you know, I'm so-and-so, but you're not who you are really.
Yes.
You're giving a bit of yourself, but it's how long into that relationship you continue to give the same face.
Yes.
You know, and I think that it's, people are struggling to like differentiate, like, you know, is this the real me, yes, or is this the Instagram me?
Absolutely.
You know, and that's going to be difficult moving forward, I think, in society.
I think, I don't know, like, I think kids are wising up to the fact and they're learning that it's okay to be themselves.
Mm.
So who they are, to like who they are digitally,
oh, yeah, so
is becoming like one.
Identity.
Yeah, because like you must remember, you and I, like in the age bracket where we were like just given this tool, and you were like,
the power's in your hands.
Like, whoa, what is this? This is social. Oh, I need to be someone. Someone's looking at me. Oh, I need to be prim and proper. Like, I mean, one of the biggest reasons I gave up wearing a suit and tie was because I refused to be something that I'm not. And,
oh, wow.
Like, that's, you know, I think what's happened with kids in social media. They're going like, I don't need to be this person. Yeah. Like, let me be a person that I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, yeah.
I think we're very privileged, though, because the two of us are creatives, you know, so we don't necessarily need to conform to societal pressures to look a particular way, right?
Yes.
So it's not like I'm pitching up to a 9-to-5 job where they can be like, this is, we don't approve of this. Because I'd be like, yeah, I'm here to consult. So I'm charging you for this consult. So I don't care how much you critique. I'm here for an hour. You can critique me for 60 minutes. I'm still getting paid.
The invoice will be sent.
Yes. But I mean, a lot of people don't have that advantage of, like, you know, being able to express themselves that way. And I just think that, I don't know, I feel like society's changing in a lot of ways. But I think that the most valuable commodity moving forward is going to be privacy. Mm. You know, we're going to want to remove all these things about ourselves online.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's going to become harder, increasingly more difficult. Because, I mean, have you ever tried to remove yourself anywhere online?
No, it's impossible.
I mean, I tried to remove an Instagram account, and Instagram made it so hard for me, I just left it there.
Yeah.
I was just like, you know what, fuck this, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, but it's the truth, though. Like, they don't make it easy.
And they collect all this information about you.
Yeah.
So that every time you log on to Google and every time you log on to Instagram, all of a sudden, all the things you Googled are now popping up as ads on your Instagram.
Exactly.
You know, so it's like crazy. Our lives are so intertwined with social media. And actually, so talking on that, how do you find trying to maintain a relationship, like a romantic relationship, in the age of social media?
Sure. Huh.
Is there such a thing?
Yes and no. I don't know how to answer this question as well. Wow, you're asking me all the questions I'm not good at.
It's the hard ones. It's the hard ones.
Yeah, so, wait, repeat the question, then I can tell you better.
Okay. How do you find, let me say, romantic relationships within the age of social media? As a young person, how do you find the landscape of dating in today's day and age?
I think, first of all, you got to remember that it's not the 1950s. But at the same time, girls are, I'm talking from like a totally male perspective here.
Of course.
But like, girls still live in those kind of like dreams of the 1950s,
of course,
you know, the flowers and all this.
Yeah, pull out my chair, man.
Exactly. Like, and I think guys need to learn that, you know, sometimes it's okay to not type. You can write a letter. Girls appreciate
I
that.
Know.
I'm terrible at that because
I
can't write.
I've never received a letter.
Really?
Like, I've received a card, like a birthday card, but I mean, it's not a letter.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. It's like type-faced.
I think it's very difficult because there's also the pressures of like, oh, now we need to post because if it's not on Instagram, is it real?
And did it even happen, though?
Yeah, exactly. Like, are we even dating? You know, what's my Facebook status?
No, because it brings in insecurities now. Like, why don't you want to have me on your social media? Like, who are you hiding me from?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Look, jeepers. That's okay. I have to share personal life stories. I had that very conversation with my ex. So, like, me being a creator, you create and you know, you shoot different things, and my social media is a representation of
your work.
That way, exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I got the question, like, so why am I not on your social media? And I'm like, because it's
you know, it's a
work thing. Like, you know, it's building a community, and they're like, oh, so who are you not telling me about?
Who's your community? Huh?
Exactly.
Are they back home?
Who they? Who they? Who are those? And you're like, okay, so, but it is, and it's real pressure. Like,
it
it's.
Is.
But I think, I don't know, I think you, like, dating's changed. It's
so much.
I mean, we live in such a fast-paced society with it and stuff that, is it really dating or, like, is it?
That was my question the other day, actually. Like, is it really dating or are you just spending time with various people? Because I find that now in today's, like, in today's dating landscape, no one ever wants to define anything. It's like, oh, no, but we're kicking it. And you're like, no, I don't want to be kicked.
We're
like,
vibing.
We're vibing. We're hanging. And I'm like, I don't like hanging from anything. From romantic relationships, from roofs, nothing. Okay. Yeah. And it becomes difficult because you seem like you're being demanding when you expect certain things from people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And because there's so many options out there, no one, you know what it's like? It's like when you on Google and you have all these tabs running. And people don't know which tabs to close. They're like, yeah, but if I'm dating you, then I got to close on Sally, Susie,
exactly,
Amy, exactly. Anna. You know, you're like, yeah, kick them to the curb.
No, but it is the truth. I don't think in society we've ever had this many options. Because before, you know, you were like in like a small little town.
Exactly.
And like, you know, Sally over there is the only girl here that, you know.
And Sally knew your mom and then like the community. Exactly. So there was also a certain sense of shame. Yeah. You didn't want to be the person that was seen dating the whole town.
Yeah, exactly. You know? I mean, that could be, I mean, like all 15 people. Like, yeah, I dated all 15 girls. I'm a stud.
Yeah, you're like, I ran out of options, but I mean, I did it.
I'm like a stock trader that went broke. All the options are gone.
Which one should I review again?
Yeah, exactly. Like, huh, Bitcoin, Ethereum.
Both crash, but I'll try.
Yeah.
No, but that's the thing, right? And I constantly talk about dating because I think there's so much peer pressure on it.
Yes.
You know, as much as we know how difficult it is for us to be in relationships or to be in situationships now, situationships, for those of you who don't know, is when you are in a relationship with someone who refuses to define it as a relationship. So you're in a situation. Yeah, crazy. Anyway, so when you're in those situationships and relationships, people always want a defined definition of like, this is what this thing is. Mm. And people want to know, like, so where's it going with you and Pete, or, you know, you and Susie?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
It's true. You know, maybe that's more of the problem is kids aren't really taught, or people aren't taught, like, you know, you need to have, because things are so fast paced and things are moving so quickly, you actually need to have like a defined goal.
Yes.
And like, find somebody who, because we still have those natural cravings, like, oh, I need a partner. Mm. Like, you know, this single forever life is I mean,
hashtag.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Like, it's just not real. Like, your body craves somebody else.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it does though. Like, it craves the companionship of a love interest.
Yes, companionship. That's the correct English words, because I don't English. But I think that's the thing. Like, it's like a fundamental thing that people are forgetting. Like, find someone who can come along that journey, who you enjoy spending time with, who you this, and don't worry about the options. Like, there will always be options.
Yes.
Like, it's only going to multiply with the way technology is going. I mean, can you imagine when AI takes over? Like, then there's going to be all these like single people just hanging
AI-ing.
Around. AIing, yeah. Like, now what? Like, oh, now I got tons of options. You know, 6 billion. Like, oh dear.
But that is so true. And I think, like, a friend of mine was actually, she sent me a message and she said, because her and I, since high school, we've always kind of been the late ones on any bus.
Okay.
So it's like, so when all our friends were like starting to date, we were like, you know, like 3 years later, we like caught the bus and we're like, we're really slow runners. Like, we're really bad at this thing. So we've always been like a little bit behind on things. And she sends me a message and she's like, it's a new way, is everyone getting married? She's like, why are we always late on the fucking bus? And I was like, listen, first of all, slow your roll. Second of all, I don't appreciate that tone. Third of all,
girl, sit down.
Yeah. And then I was like, third of all, I don't even know if I'd want to marry anyone. Like, I'm like, right now, I'm like, I don't even like anyone enough to see a future with them, you know, or just think of tying yourself down for the next 40, 50 years because we're living that much longer.
My heart literally just went like, as you said that, I was like, no.
You're like getting a rash and you're scratching. And no, but it's true. Like, I can't see myself being with someone for that prolonged period, you know? And then I was like, okay, you know what? It's fine. I'm just going to be Elizabeth Taylor. I'm going to get married like 10 times. Then, I mean, the stress really gets off your shoulders because you're like, anyone who's willing to propose, it's fine. I'm giving you a 2-year contract. Every 2 years, I renew my model.
Wow.
I'm yet to find someone who agrees with that.
I mean, as a guy, like, that gets a bit expensive on the ring part. Yeah. But I mean, you know, like, you're winning, yeah. So
it's not like I'm remarrying the same guy. Like,
exactly. I mean,
so just like fork out the money initially, and then, you know, we get a good 2 years out of it. We leave on a high, you know.
Yeah. That, you know what? I suppose that society's kind of trained us. You know, trade your car in, trade your phone in, train your laptop in, cell phone. You know, like the whole work. So
do it while the model is still running.
Yeah. So you
like,
can just get sold.
Broken down.
Yeah, and they can then find the person who accepts the secondhand model and keeps it right. Till they're dead.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, men in society have always traded up. Like, why can't women? Like, it is like a new time, right?
No, absolutely.
Like, I want to keep trading up. So, like, yes, you. Thank you so much for your service. And like, you know, in the 2 year market.
Thanks for your service. But that is so true. Like, I think. Okay, so check this out, right? So, I always wonder like about this. Like, so am I not the same age?
Yes. Say it.
27 years old.
I'm 26. Going on
27.
Anyway, is a late bus.
So exactly, late bus. But I've just lost. Oh, so like, I've always wanted to like this point. Like, how come women are always taught like they have to look good up until they're like 100 years old, and men can get fat? Like, I always look at like people around me, and I'm like, bro, like. A six pack, dude.
Okay,
like,
but this is the trade-off, right? So what men value in women is a sense of currency. So like, it's like, so if you had to compare it to money, a woman, like, you know, the better you look over time, it's like an appreciating asset,
yes,
kind of thing.
Yes.
Whereas I think with women, and don't stone me for this, but this is my theory, is like, it's different. Like, it's for men and success. So like, what men value in women for looks, women value in men for success and security. So like, the more successful a man becomes, it's like, okay, cool, fine, whatever, we'll like deal with your weight gain. But then like, you can't gain weight and be broke. Like, it just doesn't work. Like, what are we getting out of
this
equation? Which
seems to be apparent in most of society. So it's like, I feel
that's
like,
a
what?
Really bad trade off. Like, it's okay. Like, you know, as long as you like, I think if you can provide security, and I'm not talking about immense wealth, just like, you know, pay the rent or the mortgage or whatever, and
put
pay
food
the
on
car,
the...
put food on the table.
Send the kids to Crawford.
Send the kids to Crawford. Take us like international holidays 3 times a year.
Or, you know, because honeymoon.
The basics in life. You know, it's not much to ask for. And then you can get as fat as you want, or you can like, you know, just do you.
Whoa.
But as soon as you like stop doing that, and you stop.
So
like,
you could see yourself dating a fat man?
No.
When you're like, or married to a fat man? Like not to be mean to anyone who, if you're overweight, but just like
if
someone who's...
If he makes me laugh a lot, like, he's got to like really be a stand-up comedian. Like, he's got to be so funny.
What if he's sitting down and he makes you laugh? What is
that? I can't handle that.
So
like,
you
got to have enough energy.
You don't do.
I don't do. Lying down and sitting down comedians, I don't do. But standing, that I can do. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm very specific about my life. No, but
that's good though. That's good.
Don't I find that women, like, I mean, I used to date like this. Like, last year I changed it a bit, but I used to date people for personality.
Okay.
Like, and purely personality. So I like, I love how you're like, whoa.
Yeah, like, that's a personality.
What is that?
That's really
like, how do you see that?
No, yeah, like, is that like, is that a social media account? Like, personality?
No, but like, I'd date these guys who had great personalities, and I'd be like, okay, great. And then I'd date them, then I'd be like, oh, your personality's not that great. And then I'd be like, okay, well, now I'm messed because I really made a bad decision here. And then I'd like them, and then we'd break up. And then like, last year I was like, I'm only dating based on looks because I'm an extremist like that.
Screw personality.
And then I did, and I was like, damn, maybe I need a happy medium.
Yeah.
Just maybe I need to find just a happy point in the middle. Like, it's nice to date attractive people or like people with abundance of personality, but it's better to date like a combination of both, I'd assume.
Yes.
I've never done it as yet, but I mean, I'd assume it would work.
I mean, yeah, I would like, that's like the best of both worlds. Like, but I feel like to find that
it's almost impossible.
It is.
Almost.
Because,
I mean, you go on things like Tinder and Instagram, and people are sliding into
Tinder?
The DMs. Swipe. I stopped 2 months ago, a month ago. I deleted it, but I'm a Tinder addict. So like, I'll like go back to it eventually. I don't know when, but I'll go back.
Well, that works. I've only Tindered on a friend's phone as a joke because it was his birthday and we thought he needed a date.
Aww.
Yeah, so we just swiped for everybody. No, they didn't accept. None of them. It was quite sad, actually. I stopped because I felt traumatic. I was like, this is a traumatic experience. No one likes us. Whoa.
And they threw up a swiping.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on. Like, come on, guys. What are you doing?
No, Tinder is like, okay, so people give Tinder a bad rap.
Yeah.
I've met some incredible people on Tinder, like honestly just cool people.
Okay.
Like I didn't end up dating them, but I mean they're cool people, you know, like I still speak to some of them. And yeah, like I don't have a big thing against it. I think it's another way of meeting people, but it is very superficial. You know, like I don't go in with any qualms, like this person's here for my radiant personality because he doesn't know me from a boss.
Yeah, it's just like a surprise, I'm here.
It's like, you know, I can set the bar as low as I want.
Well, I suppose, I mean, in a way, it's a good, like, if you go in really low and then the person's like, cool.
Yes.
And they come in really low. Yes. And then all of a sudden you both like start actually picking up to who you really are. Winning.
Yeah, it's never happened like that.
You see, I don't know. What kind of people, other than you, who hangs out on Tinder?
I think I'm the only female on Tinder, and then like there are like a million men out there. So that's great for me. It's like swimming in an endless sea of opportunity. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Because that's how conceited I am. No. No, Tinder is like, you get all types of people on Tinder. Like, I think obviously it's like a lot of swiping to get to the good ones. But I'm very particular about who I swipe right for. So like, if you look like you wash, and you know, you look like hygiene is a factor to you, then that's a very high point in my like agenda. If you don't have a CD bio, that's a high, which isn't hard. I don't know why guys are so bad at it.
What's a CD bio?
Like, oh, I've got a wife and three kids at home, you know, that kind of stuff.
Why would you put that on Tinder?
Just so that we know we got to keep this on the hush. And I'm like, what the hang? Yeah, no.
Society, right?
And then there's some people who are like, I'm here for indecent proposals only. And I'm like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Indecent proposals only. Well, I think you need to school me on Tinder. What is going on here, society?
What? And then you get people who are like, so not into hookup culture because I'm 100% Christian, and you're like, yeah, those ones also just kind of need to go. Not that
why
I'm
you
into
on
hookup.
Tinder?
Yeah, no, like I'm not into hookup culture. I'm not there to hook up, but like I think it's just weird for you to like put it so boldly, like not into hookup culture. I'm like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, that's a little like, bit extreme.
Maybe you should have used those characters to tell us who you are. Like, or, hey, or I like
church.
Running.
I mean, I'm not saying anything, but church is probably the best like hookup joint in the world. Pastor's daughters. I'm just putting it out there. I don't know if I'm talking from experience. I'm just gonna drink my water now.
That's so funny. No, but you know, one question I always get asked is like, "What's a girl like you doing on Tinder?" I'm like, the same thing you're doing, looking for other human beings. It's like ordering like on, and like people are so ashamed of being on Tinder, and I'm like.
But maybe they're like, as a guy, they're probably looking, they're like, yes, she's so fun. What is she on Tinder for? She doesn't need, she just walks down the road.
Maybe she's a psychopath.
Maybe. Or a catfish.
Or complete catfish.
Whoa.
Catfishing is a real. I really want to catfish someone, though. I'd really want to, like, but not with someone, like, really, like, edit my pictures. Like, I don't know how yet. I don't know how to do it.
But you
got to
steal someone's profile, though.
I know. Like, I've got to become someone else, something else.
That's
or error on them. Like, I don't know how to do it, but I think it would be fun.
Okay. It could be quite hilarious. Can you imagine, like, the conversations?
Catfish someone with my pictures, and then I send a friend, and then I just like observe from a mile away, like just look like through the car window,
like peeking, like, oh, hello, hello, Jeffrey, I can see you there.
Hey, Jeffrey, how you doing? And then like just to mess with his mind, just walk past the window.
Oh my word. I actually feel like that might be
terrible.
A really good idea.
I think that would be a great prank. I think it would be amazing.
I'm going to take notes.
We could start a show.
Oh my gosh.
The Tinder Chronicles. I think we've got a show.
Oh my word. The Tinder
Watch
Chronicles.
Watch out for our show, guys. It's called The Tinder Chronicles.
I'm so keen on it. I'm actually writing that down before we forget that, because that's flipping amazing.
Where we punk Tinder goers.
Punk Tinder. Yo, Tinder punk. Like, could you imagine, like interviewing them afterwards?
I think it's long overdue, to be honest. Like, I went to the States, and my friend Dom, who was amazing, we were joking. So, like, literally, one of the sentences I said to everyone pretty much that I was hanging out with in Seattle was, are you on Tinder? And not because I was interested, but because I was like, I want to know the Tinder demographic out here. So, anyway, we're swiping, and I'm swiping for them. And I'm like, yes, but, you know, you swipe right if you like them, swipe left, blah, blah, blah. So, we're doing all this Tindering. So, then I was like, oh my gosh, you know what we should do? So you should like match with five, girls. I'm at your five guys. We invite them to a date, right, at this one place. And then we make it a mixer. So then we, like, start matchmaking them with other people. And you're like, yes, I know you're all here for me, but I think you'd be better with her.
Oh, my gosh. But that would be amazing. Tinder Chronicles.
Tinder Chronicles is coming.
Last week on the Tinder Chronicles. Tim found Sally. Sally loved Albert. And Albert, well, he's just weird. What happens next?
It's going to be our budget version of X on the Beach or Are You the One?
Oh, my word. One of those. But that, I think that's amazing. I feel like they would get traction.
I think we got a show.
Yo, my filmmaking mind is just like, yes, yes, guys, tell that story.
Guys, we're going to be stars. We're going to sell the show. You heard it here first on the Weekly Mashup. We are going to be doing a show called Tinder Chronicles, and it's going to be amazing.
So keen on that.
No, but it's amazing. Like, I think, you know, as time progresses, I think marriage is going to become obsolete. I think, you know, we're going to have to start rethinking how we move forward with partnerships. Yes. You know, relationship part. I mean, I met Bless, I'm not going to say your name, so calm down. I met a guy that I was very interested in, who's, like, you know, a friend and whatever now. And, like, I remember when he told me he's polyamorous. I mean, I was like, I don't understand.
Yo, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. That was my question.
I'm polyamorous.
Yeah, I'm just eating my chips. Like, and I'm like, what does that mean? And he's like, yeah, well, you date multiple partners, but you've got a primary partner. And I was like, so who would I be in the equation? Like, I don't know. Like, if I had to even consider this, who would I be? Then he's like, no, I really like you. You give me emotional comfort, but you'd be my primary partner. Then I'd have, like, secondary partners. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't share.
Isn't that just like a lawyer? Like, what? Why are you such a fancy word? Like, let's be honest. Like, you're probably like an associate at a law firm. Yeah, well, I had a wife at home with the kids, but you know, I got all these
the
girls.
The shade,
here.
The shade. Okay, came from Alex Shapiro.
I'm gonna get all these lawyers
with
letters now.
And they're really the wrong profession to piss off. But
it's fine. It's fine. I can handle it.
Let's hope. But yeah, because I've been talking to friends of mine, and I've been saying, like, I'm starting to wonder if marriage is, if it's a prospect that women would consider in future, considering that now we are making enough money and now we are really creating and crafting our own careers. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I could get married to someone if I couldn't renegotiate the contract, like, every 2 years. I know I joke about it, like, divorce-wise.
No, but it's true, though.
But, like, I'd really want to renegotiate my contract, like, because you grow so much.
Yes.
Right? The person you are today is not the person you were last year.
No.
And 2 years ago. I mean, you look at, you know, Facebook has got Facebook memories.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a Facebook memory from, like, 2008? And you're like,
oh my gosh.
God.
Let's not even talk about that.
Who is this person? I was such an idiot.
I actually have a photo of 2007.
Oh, no.
I'm not even kidding.
No, but it, like, it really reminds you. Like, the one thing I do love about it is it's a reminder of how much you do grow as a human being. And now you want to grow and you want to be with someone else. And if you guys have not been growing together, I mean, that causes a lot of friction, you know? Aw, Alex, aw.
that's
look at you.
I was chatting with a friend.
Look.
And she was like, this is 2008 me. And I was like, I don't have a 2008 me. But it's 2007.
Oh, my
New Year's
gosh.
Eve.
How crazy, though. Seriously. You know, and now you expect to meet someone today. You like them for who they are today. And you expect them to be like this 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 40 years from now.
It's impossible.
Right? And I'm like, if you renegotiate the contract, at least you guys have to readdress your marriage.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people ignore it, and then finally it breaks down, you know. So that would be option number one. And option number two would just be like, if you guys have kids, let the kids be protected under both of you guys legally and financially. But, like, just be you, boo. Like, just, you know, be free.
I agree with, like,
in a relationship.
I know. I agree with that. Like, I honestly do think this whole idea of marriage has changed. Because before, like, things were a lot slower. Now we've got so much information. Like you say, things are changing. Tomorrow something could happen that you're not the same person. And, like, you can't expect someone else who, like, I hate men that don't allow their partners to grow as a person and, like, grow financially, grow whichever way they want to go. Like, driven people are, like, you know, I love it. But I think that's what's happening in society is people are realizing that there's men and women can strive for more. So to be married to someone who doesn't change and grow, like, stifles your success. You need to be able to say, look, listen, you know, we were good at this time, but I can no longer be in this. You're pulling my life down.
Exactly. And sometimes you can even say it before the demise happens.
Yeah.
You can say it like, listen, you know, I can see things are going wrong. Talk to me. Like, is there something I can assist with that, you know, that's maybe holding you back?
Yes.
But I think it's the resistance to change that keeps people back, right? Because whenever I break down, like, marriage to people, they always look at me like I'm jaded in love. And I'm like, I'm the most optimistic person out there. Like, I fall in love every 3 minutes. Like, it is crazy. You know what I'm
I can even see the twinkle in your eye now. You're like,
twinkle. I'm like, love. No, but it's, you know, I say, like, the reason marriages began in the first place, the conception of marriage was to bring two families together.
Yes.
For financial gains. So it was to keep power within certain families. And then I'm like, as marriages evolved, it's like, okay, cool, we made it this romantic notion, like, you, when you love someone, you gotta marry them. And I love that idea because I love jewelry. So I'm like, so I love that idea. But I'm like, is it really realistic to say that you can't spend the rest of your life with someone and keep the romance alive, keep this alive without, you know, hitting a lot of really hard speed bumps and working through them, you know? I mean, I remember when I was a lot younger, infidelity used to be something that I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, like, if you are the devil if you cheat.
Yes.
You know, and I still don't condone it today. But I'm like, now it's a conversation starter, like, or opener. Like, why
cheat?
Did this happen? I don't cheat.
No, I'm saying, like, that's a good conversation.
No, and I'm
do you cheat?
I don't cheat, and I will kill anyone who cheats. But I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, but I think in a lot of relationships, it's become something like, let's discuss what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I don't know still, like, if I'd stay with a cheater, but I think that it's something to address and to talk about, like, is it because you're not sexually fulfilled? Is it because you're not emotionally fulfilled? Like, what's happening? You know, and I think we like ignoring that because it's like, if you're married to someone, they're supposed to just guess. Like,
yes.
You should know me by now. I don't even know me by now.
That's so true, though.
Like, how am I going to know my partner? Like, you know. Like,
yeah, like, that's the craziest thing. Like, people expect, so, like, my brain ticks 24/7. They're like, no, but you should know me. And I'm like, bro, I've known you for 20 years and I don't even know your birthday. Like, how am I supposed to know you?
You are the worst who's ever done it.
Like, come on. What are you saying?
No, but I think it's like, you know what? I'm one of those people who thinks everyone should make an effort, right?
Yes.
Make an effort.
Yes.
But I think, like, also understand that people aren't mind readers. You know, you need to communicate. Like, tell people where you are. Tell them how you're feeling. Tell them why you're feeling that way.
Yes.
And I think a lot of the time we hold it in, and then explode. Right?
Yes.
And of course, in all of this, we're not actually equating emotions into words because I can logically say this, and I'm not the sanest person to date either. You know, like, I mean, I lose my shirt, I get emotionally unbalanced a little bit. One thing, I say one thing and then I do another because I'm just emotionally unwell.
But I think that's everybody. So you're okay. Oh, technically, God. That's defined as normal. You're fine.
I was
you're
just
okay.
Looking for validation, people. That's all.
Someone smash a like somewhere. We need the validation. All of it.
All of it, please. It, bring it.
Yo, I don't know. Like, I'm not the biggest. Look, I don't really believe in, like, making, like, dating official. Purely.
Really?
I'm one of those guys because I feel like, you know, like, you know. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me rephrase that. I do believe in making it official, but not like this whole, like, will you be my girlfriend?
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's weird.
Like, dude, are you, how
that's
old,
like,
are you?
No, but that's like asking someone if you can kiss them. That's just, like, fucking awkward.
Well, unless, like, it's like, unless that. It's like flirting, like, to the max. Like, if it's that, like, kind of right situation, you're like, yo, hey, should I kiss you now?
Or later. Or,
yeah.
Like, if it's in a joke, like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, actually, like, intentful, it is awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, what do you say? Like, bro, just do it.
Yes!
Like,
and it's like, no.
Yeah, I actually you're once like had a girl that, like, she's just like, I think I should kiss you now. And I'm like, so, dude, do it. And she looked at me, she's like, dude. I was like, I shouldn't have said that.
You're like, now we both messed up.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't just kiss me.
Good thing we're good on the joke. So it was a quick fly, change it around, and then all of a sudden it was great times. But, like,
I don't know, it's just weird.
I don't know, like, yeah, society moves too fast. Like, the thought of being stuck down, it's like, wealthy people always say, don't buy to live. When they talk about houses, they say, rent to live, buy to rent.
Yes.
And I feel like it's very similar in the dating kind of spectrum and marriage. It's
okay.
Where it's like, don't fix yourself down just yet. So much is happening so fast. For all you know, you could be traveling the world, living in Cambodia in a shack. You know, like, you don't know.
Yeah.
And capping yourself in the way society's moving now, like, is it worth it? And I'm probably going to, like, listen to this 2 years from now and be like, oh, It's just I was an idiot. But just study opinion. What are you doing? Stop it.
But the problem is, like we said in the beginning, was just, you know, I think humans just crave that connectivity.
Yes.
Being connected to one person. Because I know I've been this person where, like, you get attention from various people, but you still feel you're not content in that space because you're like, yeah, I'm getting all this attention, but I'm not getting it from one person or someone I care about or connected to. You know, so I think all of us are craving that in this super connected society.
Yes.
We're just craving to be connected in real life with one person.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
And Alex, I need you to leave our people with one takeaway, one key point for living life.
Remember, when in the desert, wear sunblock. It's a metaphor. You can figure it out.
Wow. I'm going to be thinking about that for days, guys. 4 days, because I don't understand. I don't understand. Yeah, time flew. What I'm going to leave you guys with is, you know, be yourself. Love yourself first, you know. And I don't know, like, have standards in your life, people. Have standards. Like, don't let people treat you like ish, man. Like, you know, value yourself. So that is what I'll leave you guys with. And I'm going to try and get you guys a song that we can listen to. So guys, please, our producer does want to come in. Do you want to call her?
Hi, Leonard.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the weekly mashup. And Valesa was having the time of her life tindering back there. So
did you get some good matches?
She wants to act shy. She wants to act shy, guys. But thank you so much. And guys, I've got bad news for you. This is our second last show for the weekly mashup. I know. All good things must come to an end, but next week we will say goodbye officially. Thank you so much for all your support over the years, and I'll say all the mushy stuff next week. So for now, thank you for listening to the weekly mashup. Get out there, Tinder, love each other, be kind. Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.